Unabomber praised eco-terrorist group linked to Biden BLM nominee. By Ashley Oliver and Rebecca Mansour on July 7, 2021. Ted Kaczynski, also known as the Unabomber, granted his first interview after his 1996 arrest to the former editor of Earth First, the eponymous journal of the environmental extremist group to which President Joe Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, once belonged. Kaczynski, after his nearly 20-year-long bombing spree that killed 3 people and injured 23, was sentenced to 8 consecutive life terms in prison before he invited Earth First Journal editor Teresa Kinz to conduct his first media interview in 1999. Kaczynski said Kinz was the one journalist he would be prepared to trust. "As I mentioned earlier, I've given no media interviews in part because mainstream journalists have shown themselves to be completely unscrupulous and untrustworthy," Kaczynski wrote to Kinz. "But you are one journalist whom I would be prepared to trust. Would you like to interview me for the Earth First Journal?" The backstory of Kinz's interview with Kaczynski, as well as audio from the interview, was highlighted in a 2020 documentary series called Unabomber, in his own words. Watch. Earth First is a self-described radical environmental movement, though it operates as a group with a symbol, publication, and the motto "No Compromise in Defense of Mother Earth." The FBI linked Earth First to domestic terrorism because its members engaged in criminal activity in the 1980s and 1990s, such as tree spiking and property destruction, that the FBI identifies as eco-terrorism. Tracy Stone Manning, Biden's nominee to head the BLM, was a member of Earth First when she was a graduate student at the University of Montana in Missoula and was involved in a criminal tree spiking case during that same time frame, about 30 years ago. As Breitbart News reported of Stone Manning's role in the case. In 1989, Stone Manning mailed a letter to the U.S. Forest Service on behalf of John P. Blunt, an individual in her circle of friends, crudely warning federal authorities that trees in Idaho's Clearwater National Forest that were scheduled to be cut down had been sabotaged with metal spikes to prevent them from being harvested. Tree spiking, as this form of sabotage is called, is both a crime and, according to the FBI's definition, an act of eco-terrorism that can be fatal to loggers or mill workers processing the spiked trees. After the Forest Service received the warning letter, Stone Manning and 6 other individuals in Missoula were the target of a 1989 grand jury investigation for which they were subpoenaed and required to submit fingerprints and hair samples. However, the 1989 grand jury did not uncover enough evidence to charge Blunt or anyone else with the crime. The case was not solved until Blunt's ex-girlfriend reported him to authorities 2 years later, and in doing so, also named Stone Manning as the person who mailed the letter for him. In exchange for immunity, Stone Manning testified in the 1993 trial against Blunt, who was convicted for the tree spiking crime and sentenced to 17 months in prison. Former BLM acting director William Perry Pendley references interviews in which Stone Manning admits she did not come forward about her knowledge of Blount's 1989 tree spiking until her 1993 testimony. Stone Manning later filled out a questionnaire for her Senate confirmation hearing with inaccuracies related to the tree spiking case. Kintz asked Kaczynski, who authored the famous 35,000-word manifesto Industrial Society and Its Future, during their interview, "Did you ever think of yourself as an Earth Firster?" Kaczynski replied, "Not really. As sort of a sympathizer's too weak a word, but sort of Earth Firster satellite." Kaczynski added that he did not want to subscribe to the Earth First Journal because he felt it might put him on law enforcement's radar. "But I did pick up a copy of the journal, and I saw a lot in it that I liked," Kaczynski said. Watch. Kintz wrote how Kaczynski admitted to her that he committed quite a few acts of monkey wrenching during the 70s, prior to his bombings. Monkey wrenching, an overarching term for ecological sabotage that can be criminal depending on the act, was a common tactic of Earth Firsters. Kaczynski suggested that radical environmentalist and author Edward Abbey, who served as an inspiration for Earth First, inspired him as well. "I read Edward Abbey in mid-80s and that was one of the things that gave me the idea that, yeah, there are other people out there that have the same attitudes that I do," Kaczynski said to Kintz. "I read The Monkey Wrench Gang, I think it was. But what first motivated me wasn't anything I read. I just got mad seeing the machines ripping up the woods and so forth. Kaczynski was arrested for his bombings in 1996 at his remote Montana cabin near Lincoln, Montana, under 2 hours from Missoula. In his interview with Kintz, Kaczynski revealed that he would travel at times to the University of Montana Library in Missoula, the same school where Stone Manning was a graduate student and Earth First member in 1989 and where Earth First had a large and active presence. Stone Manning also helped in publishing Earth First ideas. The Associated Press reports that while she was a graduate student at the University of Montana in 1989, Stone Manning helped edit the Missoula-based Earth First newsletter called the Wild Rockies Review, which according to its masthead sought to further the Earth First philosophy. Though the editors and contributors of the Wild Rockies Review at that time apparently used pseudonyms or just last names, the 1989 spring issue listed a Stone as providing assistance to the issue. In 1989, Stone Manning was known by her maiden name of Tracy Stone. That issue's lead editorial included a defense of tree spiking and monkey wrenching. Stone Manning is facing enormous pressure from Senate Republicans to withdraw her nomination to head the BLM over her involvement in the 1989 tree spiking case. However, neither the White House nor any Senate Democrats have expressed public opposition to her despite being pressed on the matter. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Rebecca Mansour is senior editor at large for Breitbart News. Follow her on Twitter at @RAMansour.